این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of Truth. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners. I hope you all are doing well. And welcome back to your beautiful episode on the Spring of Truth. Today we have a beautiful quote from Imam Khomeini, where he says, Islam grants merit based on a person's humanitarian nature, which is rooted in his piety and knowledge. You see, first, if we examine the word merit, in many systems throughout history, merit has been measured by wealth, by lineage, by the color of one's skin, or by political power. These are considered very important in a society. If I go back, wealth, lineage, you see, even in our societies as well, isn't it? But the Imam presents a revolutionary idea. He says, in the eyes of Islam, true merit is not inherited or purchased. It is earned through the development of one's inner self. He says this merit is based on a person's humanitarian nature. This is the foundation. This is the raw material of the soul. It is the innate fitra, the pure instinct that every human being is born with. It is the ability to feel compassion, to seek justice, and to connect with others. Of course, in a world that often tries to dehumanize us, this quote reminds us that our shared humanity is the starting point of all value. So, before you are a citizen of a nation, before you are a member of a class or a society, you are a human being. And that alone gives you intrinsic worth. So, let's go back what Imam Khomeini has said. Islam grants merit based on a person's humanitarian nature, which is rooted in his piety and knowledge. So if we have to go to the next part, you have to listen to another quote from the Spring of Truth, where we will elaborate a bit more on what Imam Khomeini means by piety and knowledge. Inshallah that we ponder on what he has said. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
There was a Spring of Truth, a selection of Imam Khomeini's viewpoints.
Never forget to say La ilaha.